Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain-rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior Paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the counterintelligence behavioral analysis program, Robin Dreek.
Rachel Morin, the mom who went for that jog and then was found brutally murdered along the path. Justice still not being served there because we still don't know who the actual killer is, at least the identity of the killer. We believe that we've seen him on tape now. But that's just about it. There's even DNA evidence. But still, if that can't be traced to anything, it doesn't go anywhere. Here to talk about it a little bit more, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent. Robin, this is a case that I think we looked at initially and thought, wow, they already got a guy on tape. They got some DNA shortly after this horrific crime took place. But not much has happened since. Why do you think that might be?
Yeah, I originally commented on this one quite a bit, very hopefully as well, because when you have door cam footage from LA, they had put the DNA from a home invasion out in LA into the system. They get a match because they have DNA evidence from the murder scene here in Maryland. And you're thinking, hey, well, at least we got a DNA match. So we have people in a place to interview out in LA. They sent the police officers from Maryland to LA to coordinate with them. They've sent them down to DC on a lead. They've been up to Chicago on a lead. So they've been covering all these leads. And so we thought, I was thinking personally, the trail was kind of hot. Mm-hmm. Even though we didn't have any arrests right along, we had an area where you have people that probably frequent lists routinely that are in a routine of going, walking on the trail. So they probably have seen someone that looked a little other than usual. You have houses that you could canvas, people you can interview. So I was thinking we might have some leads to follow and this would come to fruition. The only thing that really struck me early on as a challenge was, how did this guy go all the way from LA to Maryland? What was the cause there? I was thinking that there was some social media connection here. She had admittedly been on dating sites. And so I'm thinking that there's going to be a digital footprint of some sort that they could link to him stalking her, tracking her, following up with something, that there'd be a way to do that. Because to me, I don't have the stats in front of me on this. Randomness and murder tend to not go hand in hand all that frequently.
Yeah.
People tend to get targeted in some way. And this, it can be very loose. It could be a photo someone sees and they kind of do a loose form of stalking of them, but something spurs someone to say, I'm going for this one. Mm-hmm. And especially when you're talking cross country, that to me is hard to be random, especially you know, this lady, she's known to go out on this trail and go hiking, running, exercising, and she's on social media and dating sites. So I'm thinking this is someone that was probably tracked, at least observed socially, or she put something out there that allowed this heinous individual to target her. And so you would think that would leave a footprint, but we're not finding a footprint. And that's why I think it's important for us to continue to talk about this, because what the family did in the interim, since nothing's come up yet, is they've hired a private investigator, and a private investigator did some canvassing. They did some interviews, and I'm paraphrasing all the actions here, obviously, but they identified the fact that the individual from the investigation LA is of Hispanic background. And so they canvassed the area and talked to Hispanic individuals in the Maryland area who are completely unaware of this, that has even transpired. So they've actually redoubled their effort to get the information out to a group of individuals and people in the area that might not even been aware of this. So they're trying to do a better job of canvassing, but it also shows the challenges of law enforcement. If you have an individual that doesn't leave a footprint, and we saw this with the Cavalcante case too, the escaped convict from Pennsylvania. So here's an individual that comes in the country illegally. He doesn't have any credit card history. He's existing on the goodwill of being a day laborer and family members and friend members. It's easy to stay off the grid. So because there's no legal documentation. So if we have a similar situation of this individual who is undocumented, has no history of credit cards, and all we have is some DNA, but DNA that can't be tied to anyone, it's very challenging to nail someone down and get them. In other words, if they did cell phone, I know they did this, they did cell phone triangulation in an area, and you don't get a pop, that means he probably didn't have a cell phone, or at least had it turned off. Who does that? Well, someone who doesn't have much money, someone who's living day to day. I mean, so all these kind of things come together to say, it can be really hard to do our job when we're trying to find these killers, unfortunately.
What do we know about the video and the police visit and investigator visit to that house, if anything, right now? I mean, that was something that was the big spark. Everybody thought, wow, we have a house. It looked like a child that opened the door and let him out. Where did that go? I mean, wouldn't some of these individuals have knowledge of who this person is in some way, shape, or form, or where he came from, or where he might be going?
I have no idea. I would have thought too, because it looked like someone closed the door behind him. So even if it was a home invasion, it was cordial enough that someone closed the door for him as he's exiting.
Doesn't seem like any home invasion I've ever heard of.
It's just, it's a different look, and anytime you see a different look, that means there's lots of data points in there to be exploited to gather and coalesce. But when I was listening to the chief was speaking, you know, a couple days ago, and it was, I think, about 10 days ago on this again, he gave a press conference with an update, and he was kind of doubling down in the sense of, oh, it was only this. You know, he's doubling down on the fact that this was a home invasion and they've interviewed the people involved and they don't have any more information. I'm like, That was kind of odd to me. Now, we never know the full extent of what law enforcement knows for the investigation. But at the same time, though, I think we would know more. Because the fact that we still don't have a name and we don't have, we got a description of the individual that would come from the home invasion, most likely. That's it. So it's really kind of sparse. But we do have the fact that there was some substantial leads, and not suspect interviews, but there were interviews done in other states, kind of shows that at least we were given more information to kind of get some more information in, both in Chicago and in the DC area, which again shows this individual's traveling. How are they traveling? Why are they traveling coast to coast? I mean, you would think that if someone was settling down in an area that they would kind of exploit that area first, but this one's traveling, which makes me really, one of the reasons why this case is important to me, because it has the potential hallmarks, and I do my little fingers here, the potential hallmarks of a potential serial rapist.
Yeah.
And those are the ones that are really hard to track and find, because typically they're targeting sex workers, and sex workers are typically trafficked.
Yeah.
They're brought into that industry completely unwillingly. They're disenfranchised, and a serial rapist can go up to 400, some of them have done. And you never even know because their targets typically don't come forward to law enforcement out of fear and shame.
Sure.
And so my fear is that this will evolve into that, or is that already? So that's why I think it's important.
I mean, look at Rex Heerman and that whole case. What is a better tactic to take in something like this if they have information, leads to follow him around? Maybe are they just a step or two behind and that's why more information is not being released to the public? Or would that be more beneficial to have information out there on this person so you have more eyes and ears on the ground that could potentially, they run into the sky if they see him, to then, you know, send law enforcement that way? Is that why you think it might be so quiet? Is because maybe they are close, but they're just still, he's evading them just a little bit each time, or is there just not much to give out?
I don't think they're very close, unfortunately. I don't get the sense, you know, when you look at how the briefing went with the chief, it just didn't seem like there was much there. And the information they do have, they're going to release whatever information they think will be of benefit to the public to bring this to justice. If there's nothing there that they think will benefit. So there's a lot of interviews that they might have done that just wouldn't serve the public trust. It wouldn't serve the case moving forward in any productive way to finding the individual. Because the only reason you provide information to the public at this point is to help find the individual. So what we're seeing, though, from a lack of information is they have a lack of information to provide the public to do just that. And I trust that they are, too, because all the efforts that they put into buying bicycles, getting four-wheelers, all the things that the local police department did and they're still doing with the number of investigators they put on it, I completely believe they're doing a great job of due diligence with the resources they're pumping at this. And the fact that we don't know more says that we don't have more to be able to share yet. I think going maybe into these different communities and getting the word out in another way, doing a social media campaign that the family's starting, that might help. We'll just keep our fingers crossed that something will pop soon.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey there, True Crime Podcast fans. It's Patrick and Jillian from True Crime Obsessed.
Each week on TCO, we recap a true crime documentary everyone's talking about, and we do it with heart, sass, and just the right amount of humor.
So if you like the kind of podcast where two good friends chat about a case in a thoughtful way that centers the victims, you really gotta check us out.
Yeah, we cover the well-known cases that you hear about in the news and the underreported cases that desperately need more attention.
For almost 9 years, we've been one of the most popular true crime podcasts out there.
We have over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, and our brand new YouTube channel has over 50,000 subscribers watching our full-length video episodes too.
So find and subscribe True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Hey there, True Crime Podcast fans. It's Patrick and Jillian from True Crime Obsessed.
Each week on TCO, we recap a true crime documentary everyone's talking about, and we do it with heart, sass, and just the right amount of humor.
So if you like the kind of podcast where two good friends chat about a case in a thoughtful way that centers the victims, you really gotta check us out.
Yeah, we cover the well-known cases that you hear about in the news and the underreported cases that desperately need more attention.
For almost 9 years, we've been one of the most popular true crime podcasts out there.
We have over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, and our brand new YouTube channel has over 50,000 subscribers watching our full-length video episodes too.
So find and subscribe True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.